This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the really, really good.
Back to the wall. It's gone. Home run derby. And there will be tomorrow.
To the really, really bad.
Open. He throws, it's caught. Nixon streaking down the sideline to the 20. Gets a block from Chase and runs it into the end.
We got some radio calls. Gwen and Chris are going to rate them.
A right-handed hitter back in there. Strasburg ready to go.
It's rate the radio call.
A 1-2 pitch slider. Strike 3 ball. A no-hitter.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, man, it's been so long since we've heard that open. It's good to have it back, and this was requested by all of you out there, so we wanted to give you what you guys want, which is rate the radio call. We have, we have four calls today. We have two of the same play from each side, and then we have a college baseball play. We also have a home run call from Sunday with the Astros and the Angels. That was kind of confusing, so I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys say about that. But basically what I do here is I play the call. Guys are going to rate it on a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being the greatest call they've ever heard, 1 being the worst call they ever heard, and then Chris will give it a 0 if he doesn't think it needs any points at all. But we're a little bit farther along from those days. Those were like the Southeastern Saginaw State guys that we were giving zeros to, right, Chris?
A lot of them, yes.
A lot of them, okay. Directional Saginaw States guys. Let's get started with our first one. And Adam, I got the audio over here, so hopefully this works, but this was the college baseball World Series Super Regional. It was the bottom of the 13th between Florida and Clemson. Florida, the home team. Clemson was up 10-9. The bases were loaded for Florida, and there was one out.
Michael Robertson at the plate. He can be the hero. Swing and a line drive, base hit in the left field. Here comes Guy. He's going to score. That'll tie the game. Right behind him, sliding in his shell nut. Omaha for the Gators.
So I got to say, I had to go to the Florida Gators baseball website to get this call, so a lot of it is cut off, but that's what you get. The player's name was Shellnut, if you heard something different there at the end. But Chris, you're up first today. 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Yeah, and just what I heard I thought was good, but I didn't hear enough.
Do you want to hear it again?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that amazing, but it had all the nuts and bolts, right? I mean, you know, I got the base hit, I got the tying run coming in, I got the winning run coming in behind him. Omaha, here come the Gators. Not bad. Not my all-time favorite celebration. So I'm gonna give it a 6 because I think it's just slightly better than average.
Okay. 6. Tony, what do you give this call, 1 to 10?
I'm going to give it a 6 as well. I don't know. There was something missing from it, and maybe it's the fact that we didn't get to hear a lot of it. It was, you know, the send them to the World Series call kind of was a little corny on
my mind. Oh,
it was a little cheesy.
That was corny.
You know, it was. I'll give them a 6, though. It was above average.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It had the nuts and bolts, but I need a little more than that when I'm going to the College World Series, especially if anybody followed Florida this year. That was they were one game over 500 in the regular season.
Yeah.
And now they're in the College World Series. So
I wasn't
quite
sure
the story.
The way he was saying Omaha, I wasn't sure if he was audibling or if he was telling us that they were going to the World Series.
Omaha! Omaha! That does mean a whole different thing. All right, so there's that one. The second call was from this past Sunday. The Astros were at the Angels. It's 7-7 in the bottom of the ninth. One on and one out. Josh Hader pitching for the Astros. Is it Logan Ohapi?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why that sounds so weird to me. Logan Ohapi of the Angels hitting. Here is Angels Radio.
Here's the pitch on Ohapi, and he swings, lifts a high fly ball that's carrying deep out into left center, and jumping up and coming away with that one, or not. And a throw back to first base, and this ball is a home run.
So after all that, he gets into this ball's a home run. Now, I went to go look at the TV play because I wanted to see how confusing this really was. TV did not have as hard of a time with it that he did. But I know recently, Tony, you and Jesse have had a couple calls. I can specifically remember Jazz Chisholm Jr. You guys didn't know if he had the ball or not. Is this a thing now with guys trying to hide the ball if it goes over the fence? Because
I don't think there's – see, that's the thing is I know that that's how it is interpreted. I don't think they're thinking about our call. They're not like jumping over. It's like, oh, I'm gonna decide to show
I'm gonna
this
try
ball
to mess
late.
Jesse Agler up.
Yeah,
the whole world is in my hands right now.
I think, with the exception of Julio Rodriguez last year, robbing was it Toddy? I think it was Toddy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
he robbed Toddy of a homer, and even in that case, he's not thinking about us. He might be messing with Toddy, but he's not thinking about our call at least. I don't think that that's what they're doing. I think in Jazz's case, he went up. He was pissed that he didn't catch it, so he was kind of like, I think that's all it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For this one, a hard call, one to ten, yes.
This is difficult because, especially on the radio, you don't get the same looks that the TV is getting at, in real time. You kind of are dependent on whatever your screen is showing you. And in that particular case, the left fielder caught the ball and then dropped it as he was coming out. Even he thought he had it.
Yeah.
So it's not a great call, but I feel like I can't penalize him for not understanding. So I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Okay.
It's still an above average call, but I think this call can only be a 6.5 unless you just guessed and got it right.
Okay. Chris, 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
I think Tony did a great job breaking that down. Terry Smith is the guy who called that, and I think he's one of the better radio guys in baseball. And up until the moment of question, it is an absolutely perfect radio call. I mean, he builds the excitement, the momentum of a possible game-winning home run. We know that if this is home run, Angels win. But there is nobody who saw that game on TV or anywhere else who knew whether it was a home run, at least of all the umpire. I mean, there was no chance. And like Tony says, the guy dropped the ball, the left fielder, got it back somehow. I think he threw the ball in. So how could you think that's a home run if you're calling it? And then they signal home run. It was so confusing. The only thing he might have been able to do better, and if he had to do it again, he might have just said that. Here's a play. It's right at the fence. And there's a lot of confusion right now. Nobody's quite sure whether he caught it or not. Yeah. I think that would have been the way to go. And then, wait for a result. But 6.5 or 7 because it couldn't have been any higher. He did okay with it.
I got to tell you, this call came up in our visit today.
Really?
And this call was
to the replay center in New York.
This call was extra special because not only did you have the home run that was or was not, you also had Ohapi almost pass the runner who was on first. And it was like I know for my soccer people out here, it was close enough that. You know how they show the little line, and they show the guys the piece of clothing that maybe put them offside. Like that's how close it was for Ohapi passing whoever was on first. And they then also had to look at if the runner who was ahead of Ohapi actually touched second base going around. And those, and so all of that is happening as they're reviewing that play, that last play. They had three different things they're checking at the same time.
Wow, that is intense. I didn't think about it like that, but that is definitely an intense situation. And I'm glad I'm not in that room because I would probably mess it up. All right, let's go to the third call. This is White Sox at the Mariners on Monday. White Sox were leading this one 4-0 heading into the bottom of the eighth. The Mariners tied it up. I'm sorry?
An extension alert. Something just went down. We'll talk about it after.
Oh my gosh. Okay. The Mariners tied it up, so there is 4-4, and this is the bottom of the ninth. The Mariners once again have the bases loaded, and here is Mariners radio.
Here's the stretch, and the 2-0 on the way to Cal Raleigh. Swinging a well-hit ball. Deep to right field. Going and going. Grand ball. Get out the right bread and mustard. It is grand salami time. A walk-off grand slam for Cal. They win it 8-4 in an amazing comeback here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Cal jumps on a 2-0 pitch from Leisure. He's getting mobbed at home plate.
All I got to say is I'm hungry now and I want some salami sandwich with on rye bread. But, Chris, you're up first here. 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Well, the grand salami sandwich there, I think, is taking from the call of the legendary Dave Niehaus in Seattle and carrying it on into a new era. But I give it a 10. I loved it. I thought every bit of it was good. The excitement, the description, perfect. Good call.
Tony?
10 for me. Rick Riz, one of the best in our game right there, giving you the bringing back the grand salami call. Fitting, obviously, for many reasons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.